This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we do have some breaking news. Apparently, the GOP says that they do have a deal on the tax bill. Now, after the Alabama election, an upset where they lost the seat. Jones, Senator Moore, lost the GOP seat, leaving only a 51-person majority in the Senate. GOP wanted to kind of, you know, hurry things up. And from what I understand, they want to pass this by next week. But we've been told just today that House and Senate Republicans have reached an agreement on a consensus tax bill, keeping the party on track for the final votes next week, which they want to have done, I believe, by the 22nd. They want a bill to deliver to President Trump by Christmas. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, a majority whip, told reporters that Republicans will be briefed on the deal today. He is confident it's going to be approved. We don't have details on the deal, of course not. Republicans said they were close yesterday. They were supposed to have a cut in the corporate tax rate to 21%, which is at 35% now, reduce the top income tax rate for individuals to 37% from 39.6%. And we don't know if all Republican senators will endorse the deal. Usually Senator Susan Collins, seems to kind of have issues with a lot of the things that end up, you know, coming by her. And, you know, maybe she's right to have issues with them. You know, maybe she's, you know, thinking clearly. But it's one of the reasons why many things have stalled, you know, in terms of the GOP's agenda. But Marco Rubio also has raised some concerns. See, from what I understand, it depends on which state you live in. Some of these tax breaks, it really helps some. For others, not so much. So I don't see how they're going to please all the states. And Senator Collins says she's not in favor of a lower individual rate tax rate. And Rubio has produced for more generous child tax credit. So the Senate bill did narrowly pass, 51-49. Only, I think, Bob Corker and Collins voted against the legislation. So why is this such a big deal? Well, because, to me, everything is related to health. And so me as a doctor, I watch the economy very, very closely. I watch politics extremely closely. And, you know, a big problem that many of my patients had, and obviously many of my listeners as well as family had, is when the economy suffers and when the economy takes a turn, and even though we all predicted this, we predicted that there was going to be one hell of a bust, especially with real estate and then employment, your health goes with it, whether it's your health insurance directly or indirectly. And, you know, what I saw over the past 8 years was something that I don't want to see again. And it was scary. People always said, look, guys, you know, maybe get your surgery now just in case later something happens with your health insurance. Unfortunately, we predicted it, and people lost health insurance, so they put things off. And when they did have a plan, the deductible was so high that they had to just kind of, you know, pick and choose what they were going to do. You know, when you go to a doctor now, and that really frustrates people, let's say you finally go into the doctor, and you haven't gone for a long time, and you're 52 years old, and they want to do blood work. And when they do the blood work, they find out you have high cholesterol and you have diabetes and you have also elevated blood pressure. So they start you on a diet and they want you on a medication, but they're worried about your heart. You know, you have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. They're worried about your heart. So now they want you to have cardiac tests. Plus, you're over 50, so you need to have a colonoscopy. If you're a woman, also get a mammogram, pap smear, if it's been over 3 years. So you end up going to the doctor and thinking, okay, look, I will put the money together, or I will get my one free physical that Obamacare provides, where we get one free physical, but the physical doesn't necessarily mean you get all the blood work. You know, you get all the dressing around the turkey. That doesn't mean that. So your doctor says, well, you need to, you know, you should get your heart checked. All right, you're at high risk. Yeah, well, the insurance won't pay for it, so they don't do that. Yeah, well, you're having some erectile dysfunction, you want some Viagra, get your heart checked. Well, insurance won't cover it. Insurance doesn't want screens. They don't care if your doctor has a hunch about something. See, if I have a hunch, I'm going to go with that hunch, because a lot of times my hunches are correct. I'm like, something isn't right. Let's dig deeper. Well, that's expensive to dig deeper. Now, do I dig deeper on everybody? No. Not everybody needs to be dug on. But some people, I'm like, no, this isn't right. I have a friend of mine, and I'm seeing him become more and more frail. And I worry, you know, because he smokes a lot. And I know you like the smokes. I get that. I know it's hard to quit. I know things have been stressful, but I don't like that you're looking more frail. Oh, I'm fine. Leave me alone. I'm fine. Okay. Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. And maybe some people, they don't want things found. But if he was my patient, oh my gosh, I would be all up in there. I mean, I would offer it. He'd still probably say no. People are stubborn like that. But, you just get these feelings. And you're not God, you know. I mean, you know, the Lord is the only one who decides when it's your time. You know, I mean, my grandmother smoked, I don't know how many packs a day. And, you know, lung cancer isn't what killed her. That was colon cancer, which I believe the smoking contributed to. But, you know, it's not always predictable. But you finally get an opportunity to go to the doctor. I want to make sure that you when you go, you could also do the tests that he or she recommends. So the GOP losing a Senate seat, all right, to Democrat Jones, held by Moore. And, you know, we could debate how that election went, but I don't want to on this show. Leads us to think that if the GOP did want to effectively legislate anything, they're going to have a much harder job as of January 1st. And so when it comes to the repeal and replace of Obamacare, which many people are still waiting for, I mean, it hasn't been talked about in the news because it kind of seems to be a dead subject, but it's not. Congress talks about it all the time. Now, who cares if they talk about it? Something needs to be done. But you and I are seeing the new rates. You and I are seeing what's on the exchange, which I believe open enrollment closes soon. You and I see what the deductibles are, and we want something done about it. So, at least if the tax bill could go through, and if that helps, you know, stabilize the economy, that's at least a foot in the right direction. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, they've been now, you know, sticking mummies in CT scans. You know, now they're doing all these studies on mummies that they have, and they're throwing them in the CT scan. Well, you know, of course you do that. You're going to be able to find out some cool stuff. And I guess they had a 2,000-year-old Egyptian mummy, and when they scanned the mummy, they found that the mummy actually had cancer. The mummy was a man named Hen, and he had a full CT at the Krauss Hospital in Syracuse, New York. And they found a tumor on his fibula. That's one of the two bones of the lower leg, the smaller of the two. And they said it had all the characteristics of a malignant tumor and one that's somewhat rare. So they say here we have a rare circumstance and a rare tumor that evoked our interest a lot.
I'm looking at the mummy. It's kind of a good-looking mummy. All right. And, you know, going back, you're like, well, what's the point? Okay, obviously it's dead. You know what I mean? Why do we care? Well, because it's kind of fascinating to know what type of cancers they had. You know, bone tumors like osteosarcomas, they still frighten the heck out of us. And unfortunately, they don't really have the best prognosis still in the year 2017 as we're going into 2018. And so when you see something like that thousands of years ago, it just kind of piques your interest as to, you know, was there more of an incidence? Was there less of an incidence? You know, we want to know that what we're doing is right. You know, we go to work, we drive cars, we have, you know, cell phones, we're on a computer. And we're always thinking to ourselves, are we causing more cancer? So when we see that, you know, our forefathers, you know, albeit thousands of years ago, maybe smaller in a different country, different continent, you know, may have the same maladies as we kind of feel a little relieved that maybe we, you know, aren't doing it all wrong. They put a young Egyptian girl at Northwestern University in a CT scan, mummified remains. And she was, I guess, I'm not sure what they found with her. I don't think they found cancer or anything, but they, you know, they like to look at the bones. They like to look at the structure. It's interesting. Now, with these CAT scans, the first CAT scans, by the way, came out in like the 80s. And they only had one row of detector arrays. And then by 1992, they had two rows. And these rows of radiation detectors allow the CT scans to image the inside of the body. And the more rows, W, like row your boat ashore, the row your boat, the more detailed and accurate the image. And then, so I was in training in the 90s. And the CTs were good. I was blown away. I had a difficult time reading them as a medical student, but I started to get better. By the late 90s, they started to have four detector rows. Now, there is a 320-row machine at Krause Hospital. So that shows you how fancy schmancy. Now, they talk about, you know, them putting them in the scan and looking at them and, you know, seeing whatever. But it's, you know, what are we going to learn from these, you know, mummies? You know, some people think, you know, scientists are just trying to do things for the name of science. You know, they want to cut into something and say, well, I'm doing this for science. It's an excuse that'll always work. If you ever want to, you know, do an x-ray or cut into something, you know, if they're dead, you know, and it's just because you're just curious, that's science. That'll play. You can do it. It's one of the most fascinating fields, medicine. I can't see myself any other professional except show business. I know they're like opposite, but I just like microphones and I like to entertain. But when it comes to medicine and scanning and blood and meat and muscle and, you know, making somebody better and rashes and rectal abscesses, I just think it's the most fascinating stuff. Now, I've always been interested in firefighting. I'm also fascinated by fire. Unfortunately, here's some bad news for firefighters. They're saying Florida firefighters face a higher risk of skin cancer. Already, firefighters are at huge risk for prostate cancer, lung disease, a whole variety of maladies. But they're saying Florida firefighters, according to this article published in JAMA Dermatology and reported by CNN, says Florida firefighters have a slightly increased risk for developing skin cancer. Now, why Florida? Well, Florida is south, you know, but then why not also California? Why not firefighters in Puerto Rico? So Dr. Alberto Caban Martinez is the author of the study. He says, not sure we can extrapolate the Florida experience to the national level. We are not there yet. But you wonder if it's higher in Florida firefighters. Is skin cancer higher in other professions or other firefighters in other areas? Now, skin cancer is higher in pilots. And pilots should be wearing sunscreen when they fly your plane. And it's because of the radiation. The sun is hitting them with less atmospheric barrier than being on the ground waving to the plane. And so pilots seem to be at higher risk for skin cancer. They don't talk about it a lot because these aren't really sexy subjects. But for those people interested in becoming a pilot or becoming a firefighter, it's something to think about. So Dr. Kavan Martinez and his colleagues created the Firefighter Cancer Initiative to learn more about what previous studies have shown, that firefighters have more risk for certain types of cancer than the general population. And they looked at 2,300 Florida firefighters, and they answered questions about their risk factors for cancer, etc. And they were about 42 years old, had been on the job for about 15 years, and 109 of them, all right, reported skin cancer. 17, however, had the most dangerous form, melanoma. And melanoma can kill. 84 had non-melanoma, which is a more common type. You have basal cell, which is the most common type. Then you got squamous cell, which can kill. But the frequency of melanoma was still higher than the general population. It's 0.01% for the general Florida population, but 0.7% among firefighters. And they said the firefighters were also diagnosed at much younger ages than usual. The average age of diagnosis for a firefighter to be diagnosed with melanoma was 42 years old versus 64 years old for the general U.S. population. So why? They're wearing protective gear. You know, I know we think firefighters are, you know, shirtless. Very sexy. They are. But they don't fight fires half naked. They're completely covered. Now, are there gaps in their gear coverage around the waist, the wrists, the neck? So maybe that's where the cells are changing. You don't necessarily have to get skin cancer right at the sun exposure. You could have the sun change that melanocyte. That's a cell that makes the pigment in hair and skin. And then that melanocyte could migrate. So you don't necessarily have to have cancer in the spot that the sun gets to. Or you could just have some process that triggers a melanocyte by your butt to go rogue. So is it chemical exposure that could be changing the cells, or is it sun exposure that they could be getting? They said during the Industrial Revolution, chimney sweeps who clean the soot inside smokestacks developed scrotal cancer more frequently than the general population. And now we know that soot is a well-researched carcinogen. They say the soot, as they were sweating, dripped everything into their groin area. So it concentrated there, and since hygiene at the time wasn't as good, they developed scrotal cancer. Now people are concerned about the firefighters in California, the California wildfires. These firefighters are working extended shifts. They're tired. They're exhausted. And so maybe the decontamination procedures go out the window, Dr. Martinez said, because they got to get to the next fire. They say firefighters sometimes just throw their equipment into the truck, and then soot can contaminate the fire station, leading to exposure and then later skin cancer. So maybe it's if they're busy. Maybe if it's a cleansing protocol, decontamination protocol. I mean, Florida is sunny. There is more UV light coming through. All right. But it could also be the harmful substances that they deal with. When, you know, a house starts to, you know, burn, and we were just talking about the wildfires and the smoke risks that residents could have. The firefighters are right there. They're a lot closer. And so, obviously more research needs to be done. I don't know if we attract enough people into firefighting. I believe they're paying them better, but they're always, to me, going to be underpaid as far as I'm concerned, because they put their lives on the line. The paramedic work that they do, I'm huge fans of firefighters, even the ones that are dressed. But, the least we could do is find out what they're at risk for and try to help minimize the risk. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we get back, apparently women are doing it wrong when it comes to their vaginal discharge. And so many women are trying to smell like rose petals when they really need to leave the area alone. We'll talk about that. And former NFL player Larry Johnson believes he is currently living with CTE. We'll talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Bullet. cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Larry Johnson was drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs, I believe, back in 2003. He had been playing for Penn State. And in an interview with the Washington Post, he believes that he is currently right now living with CTE. He's a former running back in the NFL. And he says he has no memory of two full seasons. He has also considered violence towards others and himself as a result of this CTE. But you could only confirm CTE after you die and have a brain biopsy. But he's saying he currently suffers from anxiety, paranoia, self-destructive impulses, and violent mood swings, which are very much in common with somebody who suffers or who was afflicted by chronic traumatic encephalopathy. He said at one point he described, quote, demons that flood his brain and push him towards jumping from the roof of an apartment building. One is telling you to do it, and then one is telling you not. So, and then he said one is telling you it would be fun. So I guess his career started back in 2003. He's a Heisman finalist, and he joined the Kansas City Chiefs. Also was a Pro Bowler twice. He has had 6 arrests, a suspension. He did have some short stints with the Bengals, the Redskins, and the Dolphins. And he said it's getting harder and harder for him to remember his greatest NFL moments. He's been working on a highlights reel for a 7-year-old daughter, so the daughter knows what he accomplished. And he hopes that one day, you know, they can understand why he suffers from these symptoms. He said, if I can't remember who I was, I've got YouTube. I've got music videos that I'm making for myself. So when I watch these things, I could remember. I'm trying to get these things in order so she knows who I am and what I came from. I guess a few years ago, he created a video for Jalen's 2nd birthday meant to serve as a goodbye as he prepared to have himself sent away to either prison or another institution. He apparently compared himself to Aaron Hernandez and said the two are like kindred spirits and wonder if he had similar thoughts about taking care of his child before killing himself. He said the same way Aaron thought, I'm going to be gone from this world, but I'm still going to be able to take care of my child because that's what I care about. He said when you're that deep in it, you don't want to be talked out of it. So he currently shares custody of his daughter with the child's mother. He said that it's the hours spent with her that he worries about whether he can control the demons. So you worry if, you know, these demons are going to come out while he's with, you know, the daughter. Doesn't sound like he's hurt the daughter. And very honest of him to come out and talk about this. But it's so heartbreaking. So heartbreaking. He has gotten rid of his gun collection. He does mentor disadvantaged children. He does turn down offers to, go out with friends and drink and things like that. He said, you kind of create your own prison. I've kind of barricaded myself and my surroundings with certain things that I can handle, and that's how I beat it. So just to, you know, recap, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, occurs with repeated head trauma. Huge concern among veterans, professional athletes, not just football players, could be gymnasts, could be boxers, could be soccer players. And a study published in July by Boston researchers diagnosed the condition in 100, when they looked at former players, close to 99% of them had CTE. Many donors or their families contributed to the study because the players repeated concussions and symptoms before death. So Aaron Hernandez, right, I believe he was a tight end for the Patriots, had he had killed himself in jail while he was serving a sentence for the murder of somebody that we believe might have happened when he had CTE. Family is suing the NFL, not so much for the murder, because, again, that can't be proven, but for his suicide. And, watching what these players go through, I talk about this with students all the time. You know, football is one of the most beloved sports because we get to watch a fight, in a way, okay? And not so much a boxing fight where we feel sorry for him. It's a fight that's not supposed to be violent, but if violence happens, it makes it all the more enticing. You have some strategy. You have some excitement. You have some anticipation of a play. And then, oh, my gosh, when players start to go at it and, with tackling and then trying to break the tackle and then sacking the quarterback, and then even when the players start to get grumpy, start to fight with each other, it is just such an epinephrine rush. People love it. When they do Pro Bowl and they try to do the more milder kitten glove games, nobody likes to watch. Not that exciting. So people want the grit, people want the fight, and in order to play and do what you have to do, you have to ram, you shouldn't ram head first, but that's what they do. Ezekiel Elliott's going to be coming back after his 6-game suspension. Going to be very exciting to see how Dallas, plays against Raiders now that Zeke is back. But every time I watch him play, phenomenal running back, but oh my gosh, his poor head. And so you see, you know, not a lot of positions are safe from head trauma. And so you have a huge sample pool of players and ex-players. You know, you wonder about O.J. Simpson. We've all been talking about it. Did O.J. Simpson have elements of CTE that could have been a result, you know, that could have contributed to his alleged allegation of the double murder of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson? Oh, well, he was acquitted. He was acquitted. But could the allegation have ever come because of these violent streaks? Oh, he only allegedly has violent streaks. Okay, allegedly. So, you know, I remember my grandfather, boy, would he get mad, and he would throw his cane, and he would, you know, hit us with the cane, and he would just be so grumpy, and I remember the way he would look, and, you know, something wasn't right. Well, he was a leatherhead. He played football when you didn't have, you know, when you didn't, he was a lineman, and, you know, you didn't have a helmet, and, you know, my guess is he had multiple, you know, head injuries. And unfortunately, he never had dementia. Never had dementia, but boy, did he have some mean streaks and some, you know, bursts of anger. You know, I mean, my father was a soccer player. I mean, dads always get mad. Dads just do. And I'm not saying that's CTE, but, you know, again, you wonder, you know, what contributed. Now, I had one concussion where I was knocked out as a kid. I don't get angry that much. I mean, I know every time we talk about the chocolate being in short supply by the year 2030, you know, I start to throw things around in my studio. But other than that, I really don't have a temper. You know, I mean, you really got to get under my skin for me to just, you know, blow my top. But, you know, seeing these players deal with it, and like he said, what he's trying to do is barricade himself so he doesn't act out or people don't see this or he doesn't hurt others. And my suggestion, and I don't know if anybody would ever listen, is as soon as somebody gets a concussion and recovers from it, I would suggest putting them on CPAP, oxygen that is forced into the body like we use for sleep apnea patients, to hopefully reoxygenate and maybe minimize some of the damage. Yeah, it's not a cure for trauma, but maybe the extra oxygen will help any oxygen-deprived cells from the trauma. Maybe that'll minimize the progression of CTE. I also think giving oxygen at night may also slow down dementia, maybe even slow down Alzheimer's. I think a big problem we have is we don't get enough oxygen. Just my thought. We have a lot of pollution. We sleep like this. We breathe funny in our sleep. Maybe we need more oxygen. You know, maybe my show would be better if I, you know, breathed in some oxygen at night. So, yeah. By the way, there's a study looking at why people get runny noses when there's cold air. CNN talks about how 50-90% of people will get a runny nose when it's cold. It's called cold-induced rhinitis. People with eczema, hay fever, asthma have it. So a lot of times if you have that and, you know, runny noses and clogged noses, you're not going to breathe well at night. But air is supposed to come in at a certain temperature and then you warm it up. And so the job of your nose is to breathe in warm and wet air and to moisten it so it doesn't dry and mess with your lungs. So they say when you inhale air through the nose at sub-freezing temperatures, the air in the back of your nose, okay, needs to become warmer and more wet. So your nose may run just to increase blood flow and warm up the air. Interesting stuff. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and fill in. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So about every 6 months, a gynecologist comes out with a report asking women to not put things in their vaginas, that they don't have to. And this last gynecologist, the most recent one, Dr. Deborah Bateson, or Bateson, is a gynecologist based at the University of Sydney. And she is a little frustrated with the vaginal cleaning fads that keep being promoted by, I don't know, Gwyneth Paltrow and, I don't know, all these women's magazines. And there seems to be this fetish with what we're supposed to smell like and we're supposed to be, shall we say, completely dry and free of any sort of discharge. And I keep reminding women to leave it alone. Okay, they're supposed to be discharged, but there's an obsession with it being dry down there. Even though we don't necessarily want that, because sex is uncomfortable and makes sex very painful. And so, what do women want? Well, women want to smell good. And I guess there's things called cucumber cleanses. I had no idea. Women will wear panty liners that are scented. There's vaginal steaming, which I believe Gwyneth Paltrow does, where she sits on a chair that has an open seat, and she has like a hot pot underneath, so she steams. I don't know where that fad came from and why somebody thinks hot steam is supposed to help the vaginal mucosa, but it's something that she likes to do. And according to this Australian gynecologist, it's probably not the most conducive. Now, I've told you, many of you, that vaginal discharge is normal. You need discharge. Some discharges are abnormal, but the average vagina is supposed to discharge. Every orifice in your body is supposed to have some sort of cleaning mechanism. Talk about this on air all the time. Your urethra, men and women, pee. So nothing's going to be stagnant because you're always running urine through that tube. Your nose will have sinus discharge. Your ears have wax. Wax provides a cleansing mechanism. Your mouth has saliva. So every orifice has to have a cleansing mechanism. So you cannot have a non-discharging vagina and keep it clean. The reason why there's discharge is supposed to constantly keep things coming out. Now, it's supposed to be unnoticeable. Okay, most women aren't really supposed to notice it unless when they go to the bathroom and use some toilet paper. And if you unfortunately have an infection, you may discharge more. And so that's when you notice it more, when you use toilet paper or on your underwear, etc. And so women who, when you get a vaginal infection, whether it's a yeast infection or an STI, sexually transmitted illness, or whether it's bacterial vaginosis, Gardnerella, a very common infection that many women may get, once you have one of those, you're like, oh, I don't want that again. There was an odor, and I had to change my underwear, and oh my gosh, I don't want that again. And so you almost want to go the opposite. The pendulum swings the other way. And so, you have natural bacteria there, if I'm speaking to the women, from the lactobacillus group. And the lactobacillus group produce lactic acid. And they need to do that because there's a very delicate ecosystem of bacteria in the vagina, a vaginal microbiome. And this delicate microbiome makes the vagina a very hostile environment to sexually transmitted illnesses. What is the purpose of the vagina? It's not for jokes, okay? No, right? It's not supposed to be, what a lot of people use it for. But what it's supposed to be is it's an entryway to allow a woman to get pregnant, but it also is the gatekeeper preventing infection from coming in and infecting the baby. Because there is an open conduit from that fetus to the outside world. Now, mind you, there's a lot of folds, and the cervix is closed, and, the body tries to tighten it up to protect, the fetus. But technically, if a sperm was able to get up into the uterus and then up into the fallopian tube to impregnate you, there's a pathway. And a pathogen is going to be smaller than a sperm and can get in there, which is why we are definitely afraid of vaginal infections when you're pregnant. So we need to make sure that the vagina is in excellent working order and making sure you're not prone to an infection. Make sure you don't get infections before you get pregnant, build scar tissue, etc. And so healthy vaginal discharge comes from fluid from the vaginal walls. There's mucus from the cervix, plus the lactobacilli. If anything happens to those bacteria, other things can overgrow. That's why when a woman takes antibiotics, she's more at risk for a yeast infection. because the antibiotics may kill off some of the lactobacilli that's emitting acid. A lot of bacteria will emit acid around the area. And so the yeast that lives near the vagina, because yeast grows because it's a moist environment, the yeast that grows near the environment will now see less acid, and they love the base, you know? I'm all about that base. Anyway, okay, so anyway, they love basic areas, and they'll start to grow. So that's why women will get yeast infections. So what are women doing? Well, I don't know what they're doing with the cucumber. I'm really not sure. All right, and then the V treatment, the vaginal steaming. It could scald you. It could burn you. It could dry out. It'll mess with the bacteria. So what we recommend is if you don't like the vaginal discharge you're having, get it checked out. Always get it checked out because it could be an infection. Let the doctor tell you it's normal. And for most women, they know their norm. Now, some women will say, but I always think there's an odor. All right? Well, not everything is going to smell like roses. Okay, if it's a bad odor, that could be a sign of an infection or a bacteria overgrowth. Now, if it is a non-infectious bacteria overgrowth and you are emitting an odor, sometimes you could change that by diet. So if you're eating a lot of carbs and eating a lot of protein and you start to notice that something may smell not like it used to, try increasing your vegetables and seeing if that changes things. Sometimes certain preservatives could cause changes there. Same thing with stool. You know, some of you will have, you know, poops and you're like, well, gosh, that is a lot stinkier than it's ever been. Well, it's because you had Brussels sprouts or you had asparagus. Asparagus may make your urine change smell. So it could be diet related. So you could change your diet. Remember a couple weeks ago, they were telling people not to put yogurt into their vaginas? People were spooning yogurt in there. Don't ask. Just leave it alone. If you think there's an issue, let us medical providers take a look. Crazy, crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Making breaking news today, although I don't understand why everybody's so obsessed with Omarosa. Omarosa was very, very cool in The Apprentice. She had a, take no crap kind of attitude, and we liked her. And she had gotten fired on The Apprentice, as many contestants do, okay, throughout the course of the game. But Donald Trump hired her. And he hired her as, I believe, chief of, it was in communications. And Omarosa Manigault apparently is leaving the Trump administration as of January. It's believed it was because of Roy Moore, the Republican accused of sexual assaulting and harassing teens. And so the aide had said after Roy Moore, enough was enough. Other sources outside the administration said she was fired and escorted off the grounds. So, I believe she's also planning Black History Month. And so, not really sure what's going on with that. But, people like her. You know, she's 43 years old, kind of, she was married to Tom Duncan Clark. And when he passed away from a heart attack, it was heartbreaking. But anyway, Omarosa's leaving Trump's team. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.